This is the Ethanol Report. I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, and this week marks the 7th anniversary of the Renewable Fuels Standard, and RFA has done a little report on what that has accomplished in the last 7 years. What are some of the findings of your report on what the Renewable Fuels Standard has accomplished over the last 7 years?
Well, much like your own children, it seems like the 7 years have gone by extraordinarily fast. And I remember the day that President Bush signed the energy bill into law, creating the renewable fuel standard that had expanded the original program and created a 36 billion gallon market. And there was so much excitement and enthusiasm for where this program was going to go and how it was going to evolve. And here we sit 7 years later, and frankly, we have seen that evolution happen this very year, because one of the goals of the 2007 bill was to see cellulosic ethanol, other advanced biofuels, come into production. In fact, the bill envisioned a very dramatic growth in advanced biofuels. It hasn't come along as quickly as anybody wanted or the law thought would be possible in 2007, but in 2014, 7 years later, we have seen the very first commercial production of cellulosic ethanol, and it's been very exciting. You've got Quad County in Iowa that has produced from corn fiber coming into the plant. You've got Abengoa producing from agricultural waste. You've got Poet in Iowa producing from corn cobs and Stover, and you've got DuPont that is going to be soon in production. And so that, I think, is the biggest thing to celebrate in this seventh year. But quite frankly, we've done so much more. You've seen greenhouse gas reductions that were envisioned in 2007 coming to fruition, with them being down 10%. You've seen the U.S. oil demand satisfied by imports falling from 66% to 47%, and our oil imports from OPEC are down more than 40%. All the while, many of the concerns raised about the RFS have not come to fruition. The World Food Price Index is just 3% higher, about what it was on an annual basis before the RFS. And it has clearly been an unmitigated success.
Well, with all those accomplishments, yet this year we've seen EPA kind of pull back on what they're expecting out of the renewable fuels production, and that's kind of been a little bit of a raining on the birthday cake at this time of year.
Well, indeed, I think all of us were pretty surprised when EPA decided to adopt the oil company narrative about renewable fuels and how growing the RFS would increase gas prices, how it wasn't really necessary anymore because of all of the production we are now getting from the Balkans and producing domestically. And I frankly wish I could transport them back to 2007 and let them learn the lesson again about why we need to have the renewable fuel standard and why energy diversity and consumer choice is so important. And, you know, quite frankly, for the Environmental Protection Agency to get a lesson on the greenhouse gas benefits of renewable fuels and why it is imperative that we reduce, not expand, our use of petroleum-based motor transportation fuels in this country. None of that is going to be possible if we do not continue to expand this very successful program. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a downer with EPA, but by backing away from their proposal, as they did last month, and deciding not to decide, the decision that was imminent was going to be harmful for the RFS, harmful for consumers, harmful for innovation in renewable fuels in this country. And so backing away from that is a good thing. And I believe if they are true to their word and they promulgate a regulation this year that memorializes 2014 as what it was and does something on 2015, but most importantly, looks at 2016 and puts the RFS back on a trajectory of growth, then everything will be fine.
Well, just this week, we had a report out from the Bipartisan Policy Council that recommended changes in the RFS and had very little representation on their advisory group from biofuels or agriculture. Just give me your response to that report, what you thought about it.
Well, look, we thought very little about it because it was really somewhat meaningless. A prerequisite for participating in that process was agreeing that changes needed to be made. Well, no, we don't believe that changes need to be made. We think that when Congress passed the bill 7 years ago, and it was signed into law 7 years ago today, that it was a fine piece of legislation. It provided plenty of flexibility, both to regulated parties and to the agencies, to address many of the issues that the Bipartisan Policy Commission has identified as problematic. So, you know, we said, no, that's not going to be something we'll agree to before we even sit down. They had their conclusion before they even began to meet and discuss the issues. So there wasn't much point to it. It was overwhelmingly focused on oil and viewed the RFS from that perspective, and that was just a problem. So some of the things that they recommended, I'd probably agree to. But there are things that the EPA has the authority to do already. And you read their own report and you sort of conclude, well, maybe legislation isn't necessary.
Well, we say happy birthday to the RFS and hopefully to see many more and more growth in the years to come. And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.